Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
The Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Amen. So praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I hope you had a wonderful, beautiful Christmas. I hope you ate a lot of good food. I hope you had some chicken and turkey and ham and greens and cornbread and potato salad and string beans and good, wonderful family members and friends and hugs and a bunch of positive, uplifting, present exchanging and all that great stuff. But let's get down to the real nitty-gritty, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or fall for anything. Got some very interesting topics for you today that I promise that you will remember never to forget. But before I get off into anything or introduce our guests on the show, before I introduce our co-producers and our producers of the show, I want you to hear some very, very important information. It is an Arctic freeze going on across the United States right now. Now, in Los Angeles, California, and other places, the weather is really well right now. But in the Midwest, in Chicago, Detroit, New York, and all those places, Texas, it is freezing cold. So far, I kid you not, 51 people have died from freezing to death or carbon monoxide because they didn't clean out their furnaces at their home and they didn't get the chimney ready and the fumes came back in the house and killed a few people. And other people have been found frozen to death in their cars, frozen to death in their cars. If you and I don't know if you knew it or not, there was a 50-car pileup because the snow was so, the black ice on the freeway was so slippery that it just cars were just banging into each other. And in that one was a few fatalities in that particular situation. But this is, to me, now I'm just telling you my personal opinion because, you know, I got to tell you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Global warming is real. Global warming is real. Temperature changing and controlling the temperature is real. This is the first time in the history of America that we have ever seen in the United States 70 below zero. I didn't say 50 below zero. I said 70 below zero. And what does that mean? Those are, 10 below zero is freezing. But 70 below zero, you're trapped in the house. It's snow all over the place. 9 times out of 10, if you don't have a good furnace and you don't, if your car doesn't have a full tank of gas and you're stuck on the highway and it's 70 below zero, 9 times out of 10, surviving is hard, very, very hard. So to all the people that are listening to the show in the East Coast, my heart is out with you. I'm praying with you. All the people that are in Texas, in Arkansas, Chicago, Detroit, New York, and all the places in Michigan where it's freezing cold right now. I mean freezing temperatures. Our prayers go out with you because nobody should be in a weather that's 70 below zero, 50 below zero. I don't know if you remember when they said the ice caps were melting and this, that, and the other and all that. I'll tell you what, the ice caps aren't melting right now. It's snow everywhere. It's causing flooding around the world. It's causing flooding around the world, not just in the United States. Watch your news and pay attention. Just like we had the pandemic with the COVID-19, now there's something going on with the weather, and there's been some earthquakes here and there in the state of California and in other places that have not, you know, this is all so surreal. If you look in your Bible, it tells you about what we're experiencing right now. Read Revelations, and it will tell you why this is happening right now. Some things are in man's control, and a lot of things are out of man's control. And man thinks that he can control things, but he just can't. So I just want you to know that man can't control it. So, hey, Vera, how are you? Welcome. Vera, are you there? All right, let's keep the show going here. So I just wanted to lay that on you this morning because our lives are civil rights. We have a right to live. That's a civil rights issue. And I don't want to blame it all on the government, but they know how to control the weather. That's why the satellites are up there. That's why the satellites do what they do. They know what they can do, and they know what they can't do. And sometimes it can be a test to see what's going on. Hey, Vera, how are you? Hello, Vera. Okay. All right. Text me. text me. Okay, so I have a lot of people texting me right now and calling me at the same time, and we're just keeping it real on the show, talking about the weather, and this weather is serious. I mean, it's so serious that we need to really, really, really pay attention to what's going on, because the last thing that you don't want to do is not be knowledgeable of what is really going on. Good morning, Brenda Hatershaker, Kelly all the way out there in Texas. Good morning, James Hudson out there in Texas. What's going on? Good morning, Carrie Brown out there. Are you in Chicago or are you in Vegas? My prayers are with all the nation over the globe. Yes, 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 our prayers are going out. People are dying, freezing to death. People left in their cars to go out there. And good morning, Minister Carrie Brown. Shout out to you in Vegas and Queen Carrie Brown. God bless you. People got in their cars on their way out to go have a good Christmas holiday, and a lot of them are stuck in their vehicles right now, and they're freezing to death as we speak right now. So our prayers go out to anybody that's out there, and our prayers go out to what's going on, Yabetz, how are you? How are you this morning? Welcome to the show. This is a serious, serious thing, y'all. So without further ado, let's bring on one of our co-producers in the show. Let's bring in Clarence and Allen. Good morning, Clarence and Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all of our wonderful listeners throughout this land. We want to give thanks and praise to God Almighty for the world's most celebrated birthday yesterday, celebration of a child who was the King of Kings. The governments are standing on his shoulders as we speak. The salvation of the world, the savior of the world. So, Pastor Eddie, once again, I want to say good morning to all our wonderful listeners. Welcome to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio talk show. Good morning to all my wonderful co-hosts and producers. Pastor Eddie, I want to just say thank you. Thank God for a man like such as yourself who is standing up for civil rights, our constitutional rights, my rights, your rights, and all the listeners' rights on this amazing show, man. Where's the love, Pastor Eddie? Where's the love?
Amen, amen. Amen, where is the love, man? We have a lot going on. I see a caller calling in a 310-754 area code. Caller in the 310-754 area code. Are you there?
Yes.
Caller in the
310.
Stefanetta, how are you? Welcome to the show. It's Minister Stefanetta Bingley. How are you? It's such an honor to have you on this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's an honor to be a part of this morning. I'm so happy for you and the longevity of this show, to your co-producers, executive producers, and all the people that participate on a weekly basis. I'm so glad you guys are uplifting the word and spreading the word about current events. It's just an honor to be a part of it today.
Thank you so much, Minister Stefanetta. Clarence, please say hello to our – she is a co-producer on our show, Stefanetta Bingley. Please say good morning.
My queen sister.
Oh, my
Stephanie.
Gosh.
Yeah, you've been around the world. I've been seeing you all over through Europe and everything. You know, I hope Pastor Eddie bring you in later on in the show and tell us about some of your wonderful experiences. God bless you. God keep you. I appreciate your wonderful work.
Oh, thank you. And you know, we are here. It has been written, right? Like, regulate the manual.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
Amen. And without further ado, I want to bring in our co-producer, Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator, and good morning to Stefanetta Bingley. It's an honor to have you back and good to hear your voice. And so, everyone, let's get ready for a wonderful show after we've had our wonderful holiday on Sunday with the best Blog Talk radio program in the nation, which will definitely share some of the goodness that's going on and also remind us of our Lord and Savior, as the regulator reminded us that, you know, this is a day that God has made. And so how glad we are that we're able to share this with you for this Monday. I yield back to you, Pastor
Amen.
Joe.
Amen. Praise God. Everybody say good morning to Professor
Regulator.
Wow. What a morning we're having here. And we are so surprised and so blessed to have Minister Stefanetta Bingley on our show, back on our show, back in our lineup. It's been an amazing, beautiful, wonderful, wonderful blessing. And we're grateful. But without further ado, let's bring in my daughter, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show, Talana Jones. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning to Clarence M. Allen and to Stephanette Bingley and to Professor Rains. To shout out to Dr. Granny B, Butterfly. I miss you guys. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Kwanzaa. I'm just grateful to say that we are almost done with 2022 and to look forward to everything that is new and glorious for 2023. So good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Talana.
Good morning, Talana.
I know. I want to, you know, it's such a pleasure, but we got to get on our health and wellness specialist, none other than Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Good morning, Vera. Are you there? Okay. For some reason, we can't hear her. Hello, Vera. Are you there? Okay. We're going to put her back on hold, and we're going to wait. I want to say this to you really quick, and Brother James Hudson on Facebook Live, everybody on Facebook Live, please tag 10 people. Tag 10 people right now with the show, because our topics today are going to be deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. You know, music is a part of our history, and it's a part of our civil rights. It was a time when certain music came out that was not accepted by certain people for whatever reason. But music has always been a language that has been used for many, many, many years, all the way back to slavery and even before slavery. Music has always brought people closer together, because you can not be able to speak French or Spanish or Chinese or Korean or whatever, but music is a language that everyone understands. Everybody understands music. Music is beautiful. Music is wonderful. And music is us. And we are music. And it is a universal language that touches everybody and everybody around the world. So let's see if we can get Vera back in here. Let's try that again. Let's see. We have our other Vera. Call back into the show, Vera. Okay. I don't know why, but see, right after Christmas, we're having a few little technical difficulties. Brother James Hudson shared some information, and it's so shameful that Governor Abbott of Texas, the right-wing Republican Governor Abbott of Texas, sent 3 busloads of immigrants to Vice President Kamala Harris's home again, on Christmas Eve. And they planned it on Christmas Eve, and they did this hateful thing during a freezing, while people were out there freezing. The audacity of right-wing Republican Governor Abbott to do something of that sort. Okay, good morning, Vera. Call back into the show. We couldn't hear you. Call back in right now. And we have one of our co-producers back on the show with us today, Stefanetta Bingley, Minister Stefanetta, who is a prolific, wonderful person who does a lot of great things. And we're just happy to have her back in our lineup today. The last time we all were together was the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show Award Show. And she helped to give out a lot of awards, and we all did so many wonderful things. That was one of the most greatest, wonderful days of our lives, because we did a award show and gave out awards to those who were recipients of the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show Award. So we're just happy that we were able to do that. We're just waiting on Vera to call back in. Meanwhile, it is freezing out there, you guys, and this is not our regular topic, but I just thought I'd talk to you about it a little bit. People are freezing out there. New York is freezing. Chicago, freezing. Detroit, freezing. Good morning, Cousin Angela. How are you? I want to send a shout-out to Queens with Goals. Okay, read the message above. Okay, let's see what is the message above. Okay, good morning. I will listen, but can't come in until 10. Okay, got you. All right, got you. Let's go back. Let's go back here. All right, got you. Hey, what's up, Maurice? Hey, man, it must be freezing in Tennessee. Maurice, call into the show, man. You know the number. Call in. I want to talk to anybody who could tell me how cold it is. If you're on the East Coast or you're in the South and it's really cold, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And everybody on Facebook Live, please tag 10 people with this live show right now. So first I want to go to Stefanetta, Minister Stefanetta. Can you just tell us, what do you think about the freezing temperatures across the United States of America right now?
Well, I mean, obviously it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that it is freezing, and it's unfortunate that people don't have the means to stay warm in the midst of this issue that has gotten progressively worse throughout the years. Like you mentioned, global warming is real. I can't go as far as to say the satellite and the government controlled the temperature, but at the same time, I do feel like it's something that we saw coming. I think, you know, Vice President Al Gore was trying to warn us years ago, and no one took heed to anything that he was saying about climate change. But the climate is obviously showing us that it is, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous thing to play with. It's something that we have to be aware of. And in order to sort of not necessarily reverse some of the things that are taking place, but to hope to like mitigate its overall impact, we as the inhabitants of the earth have to take care of the earth. There are some things that you need to do in order to...
Minister Stefanetta, can you hear me? Minister Stefanetta, can you hear me? Okay, it sounds like you might be on speaker and you're kind of going out. You might want to take it off and just talk directly to it so we can hear you better. Everybody wants to hear your wonderful voice.
Oh, sorry. How's that?
Much better, much better. Everybody can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Basically, in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say is that global warming is real. And the fact that Al Gore tried to forewarn us about climate change in the past, but no one really, nobody took him, I don't want to say nobody took him seriously, but nobody really came to amplify that message. And now we're starting to see climate change is really taking its toll on, especially, you know, the United States of America, as we're seeing these temperatures across the nation that don't necessarily make sense. So my thing and my charge to the inhabitants of the earth is that we need to take care of the earth. We need to see to it that we're recycling. We need to see to it that we're doing our best to cut, you know, carbon emissions, being able to write these companies that have huge pollution impacts. And they listen to their customers. For sure they do. Yep. As long as we make it a priority, these companies will make it a priority. And, I mean, that's everywhere from aerospace to trucking companies to everything that happens along the supply chain, you know, can and will impact climate change. So I just pray that those that are impacted right now find warmth. I hope that, you know, the people in Buffalo and all across the nation are able to stay warm, and may God wrap his loving arms around them. And then, you know, as we get through this, let this be a lesson to us to pay closer attention to climate change.
Amen. Thank you. Can we give a big hand? Let's give a hand for Stefanetta. Minister Stefanetta, you said that very, very well. Just clapping for you there.
Oh, thank you.
You shouted that.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And with that being said, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana, I'm sure you've been watching the news. Wait, Cousin V is on Facebook Live. She said that, I think she said it's 52, is it 52 degrees out there? Oh, it's 52 degrees and it's raining in Florida, in Plantation, Florida. So I just want to know, just shout me out wherever you are in the United States right now. My sister's in Detroit right now, and it's freezing out there in Detroit. I believe it's below 20 below zero in Detroit. That is super duper cold. Solana, take the floor. What do you think about these freezing temperatures across the United States right now?
I just have to agree with Stefanetta that it's global warming is real. It's been, I believe that over time that the weather has been manipulated so much over time that now it's starting an effect, like you said, about revelations, about how things are going on right now, the pestilence, the things people robbing and killing, stealing, and we're losing people by the, I would say by the millions. So
yes, we are.
I talked about of the pandemic, about it being a downsizing type of situation, and they're not going to physically show you or tell you about what the downsizing may look like or consist of, but it's happening in real time.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Talana. Okay, Evangelist Virginia Valentine is on from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, is freezing across the United States. In New York, it has been up to 50 below zero. What is the weather out there? Good morning to you, too, as well, Evangelist Virginia. What is the weather out there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? How cold is it? And Brother Hudson, how cold is it in Texas, man? What is the weather in Texas right now? We just want to go over this real quick, and then we're going to go into our topics. Brother James Hudson said, Is it too late? It's a little too late to stop climate change. We, the Democrats, have been sounding the alarm for years. Now it's here. That is so true. That is a very true statement. It's a violation of our rights. We were told this very early in the game, and the Republicans did not want to pay attention. They always, everything that we want to do as a Democrat, they want to filibuster it or shut it down or kill the bill. They go out of their way to do that. And I don't know why. We're having a difficult. Let's get Clarence back in. Clarence and Allen, are you still with us? Are you there? Brother Clarence, are you there? Good morning, Clarence. Are you there? Okay. You know what? The weather is even making – the weather is affecting our connections on the show. And it's sunny Southern California, but for some reason we're having some discombobulations here. Now, I have Clarence here on the line, but I can't hear him. Okay, I'm going to put that back on hold. And so, wow, this is really amazing how, but Evangelist Virginia Valentine, give us the weather in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. James Hudson said, it's a beautiful day in Houston, Texas, it's 68 degrees after 3 days of freezing low temperatures. Wow. And I was watching the news last night and this morning, listening to the news, and people are dying from freezing to death. Did you ever think that 51 people would die from freezing to death across the United States? And I'm sure when the ice and the snow blows away, there'll be more people found frozen to death in their vehicles and homes and even on the streets. And there have been massive flooding going on across the United States with this freezing cold weather. I don't wish this on anyone. We're going to keep everybody in prayer about what's going on. And I want to switch reels a little bit because we got to get into our topics. I just wanted to share that weather report with you. First of all, I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. I hope you were able to be with your families, loved ones, and for those who just wanted to stay home and be alone, Maria, how are you? Welcome to the show, Maria. Welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And Evangelist Virginia Valentine from Baton Rouge, Louisiana said, it's in the 20s and below freezing. So it's below freezing degrees in Baton Rouge, Louisiana right now. Right now. It's freezing in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And all the reports that we give you on this show is the real deal, Holyfield. There are no smoking guns. We tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Our first topic is one that is probably going to touch all of us. Our first topic is, who is the founder and what is the history of hip-hop music? Who is the founder and what is the history of hip-hop music? Now, and what is the history of blues and jazz music? Okay, my phone is acting up. It is written right here. Okay, find another phone, Clarence. We need you on the show. We need you on the show. So our first topic is, who is the founder and what is the history of hip-hop music? What is the history of blues and jazz music? We're going to go into that in just a minute. We're going to spend some... Now, remember, this is our civil rights. Some rappers were attacked by the government. The CIA, the ATF, and the FBI got involved in stopping rappers from rapping music, and they did not want rappers to rap. And everybody wasn't rapping about killing and stealing and whatever. We're going to find out who is the father of hip-hop rap. And rap has generated gazillions of dollars for the United States of America. A lot of these, what's up, William? Exactly. That's, man, you hit it right. Man, we're going to get to it in just a minute, man. We got it just a minute. That's right. And tell 10 people that you're watching the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And we got to remember, rap music changed lives of a lot of people. And even though the government was upset with rap music, the government was upset with music during slavery, because the slaves would communicate with the drums and they would use songs to sing to each other to let each other know what they're going to do, because they couldn't talk to each other, so they would play the drums and sing to each other. And imagine those beats from then coming up to the beats that turned into hip-hop music that made history in the music industry. And all these people who were signing a lot of these rappers, the rappers were getting like 15%, and the people, what's up, Denise Washington, how are you, my high school friend, and grew up together in the community. God bless you. Welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Thank you all for the hearts and the love. Appreciate that, y'all, always. And what's up, Charlotte Carpenter, power to the people. Yes, power to the people. Charlotte, tell me what the weather is in Mississippi right now. Is it freezing in Mississippi, too? Because from what I understand, it is freezing. So hip-hop music caused a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and everybody out there. What's up, Leonard Lawrence? What's up, Leonard? I'm glad you joined us this morning. It's an honor and a pleasure to see you with us live on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Hip-hop music was a big business for music producers, and we know there was not a lot of African-American music producers in that time. They were, but they weren't getting what they're getting now. Now we have people who have taken rap music 46 degrees in Las Vegas. Ooh, it's cold. Wow, it's cold out there, Carrie Brown, Queen Carrie Brown. What's up to my cousin? How are you? Jerrica, what's up? What's up? Hello, everybody. God bless you. Tell 10 more people. Tag them with the show right now. We're getting ready to talk about a really deep topic. This topic is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, swifter than the rivers. And we're going to talk about hip-hop, rap, rhythm, blues, and jazz. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but scatting was a part of jazz music. Scatting. Now, scatting turned into rapping. Scatting turned into hip-hop, and you don't stop. So we went from scatting, which was back in the day, in slavery, and jazz and blues, to hip-hop rap. And a lot of people didn't know that, but what you did know is that people made a lot of money off of hip-hop rap. That's right. That's right. What's up? 27 degrees in Mississippi. Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. 27 degrees and 20 degrees in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Gaddy to hip-hop rap. Yes. Gaddy went to hip-hop rap. That's right. Good morning, Sheila Timberlake. Welcome to the show on Facebook Live. Tell 10 Dorsey Dons that we're on right now. Shout out to my high school alumni, Dorsey, Susan Miller, Dorsey High School. We did the 85-year reunion. Didn't we do it? We did it good. Shout out to my buddy Chip McAllister and all the Dorsey people. Shout out to Grady Harrell, my buddy Grady. Me, Chip, and Grady, we right on. That's all I can say. Gloria Freeman, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's such an honor and a pleasure to have you on. Sorry. Hey, that's Aunt Gloria. What's up, Aunt Gloria, all the way out there? Aunt Gloria, tell me, what is the weather in Virginia right now? Because it's freezing temperatures across the United States. What is the weather in Virginia right now? What's up, Yvonne, cousin Yvonne Clayton, all the way out there in Texas? I see you. If you love what you're hearing right now, put the hearts up on Facebook Live. If you like what you're hearing right now, put all the hearts up on Facebook Live right now. Let me see some hearts. And then I'll know, because we're getting ready to talk about hip-hop, rap, and jazz. Thank you, cousin Angie. Thank you, everybody. Virginia Valentine, I see the hearts. Right on. Now, if you want to go live on Facebook Live, go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Man, wow. The weather, okay. Okay, in Virginia, it's 39 degrees. That is cold. I can't do it. I'm so glad to be in California right now. All you people that are freezing, come on down to California. It's like 70-something degrees, okay? I kid you not. This is the safest place to be right now. Sunny Southern California. Let's talk about hip-hop music. As you know, I want to read this to you. DJ Kool Herc. If you don't know who he is, look him up and write this down. Get your pencil and pen out. If you don't know the history, this is a civil rights movement. Hip-hop was a civil rights music. Jazz was a civil rights movement because only certain people were allowed to do jazz. What's up, cousin? Love you. Only certain people, oh, yeah, shout out to your mom, too. Only certain people were allowed to do jazz and blues. And even though they were the best jazz and blues players in the world, they still had to go in the back door. They still had to go in the back door to get on the front stage. They were the best jazz players. They were the best rhythm and blues players, singers that you ever saw in your life. Let's take Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday was a prolific singer. A prolific singer. I could go on with Ella Fitzgerald was a prolific singer. The jazz and blues and scatting was a part of our history, which led eventually to hip-hop rap. DJ Kool Herc, one of the most influential hip-hop pioneers, was DJ Kool Herc, a Jamaican immigrant regarded as the founding father of hip-hop. Kool Herc made history in 1973 when he and his sister hosted the back-to-school jam in the recreation room of their Bronx, New York apartment building at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue. Now, at this time, DJ Kool Herc would come to be one of the founders of hip-hop in an attempt to draw out the percussive breaks in popular funk and soul records. He began performing with not only one, but two turntables. And that was history back in 1973, because everybody couldn't even afford two turntables, okay? So, DJ Herc, we shout you out, my brother. Now let's go. Elaine Cosley, good morning, Elaine. How are you? Welcome to the show. Everybody, please, on Facebook Live, tell 10 people. And shout out Queens with Gold right now. Okay, want to go. Let's see if we got Clarence back. Clarence, are you back with us? Can you hear me? Brother Clarence M. Allen, are you there? Okay. Professor Reams, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Pastor. I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Minister Stefanetta, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. So I'm just going to ask you a question before we go into it. What did you think about the history of hip-hop music, and how has it changed the world?
Wait, say that one more time.
How do you feel about hip-hop music from the beginning in 1973 from DJ Kool Herc to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, the guy, the Wild Wild West, all those people
Kool Moe
that
Dee.
Came up with hip-hop what it is today. How do you feel about the history of hip-hop, and how has it changed the world?
Well, I think if we go back a bit further, as you mentioned, to slavery and how it was a communication mechanism that was utilized by the slaves in order to get their message across and to, you know, for the most part, I mean, gospel was also an influence as well during that period of time as a source of inspiration. You know, music connected them and music made them feel better about such a doggered situation that they were in. They were able to have an outlet. So if you take music and as it transcends across the many years into the era of the 70s, I think, you know, it's had a lasting impact on the global intake of music. It's usually had, you know, most have messages that now permeate far beyond the U.S., right? So, you know, you have people in London understanding the struggle of being born and raised in Compton. So I think, you know, for African Americans, this was finally a voice that we weren't getting from the politicians, a voice that we weren't getting from our local spokespersons and or government officials. This was a way for people that actually that experienced the struggle, whether it was in L.A. or in New York or, you know, in the states in between, to get this message out, like, hey, we're crying out for help. Like, F the police. Like, they're not helping us. You know what I'm saying? Or if the message was more or less, you know, a little softer of like, hey, I like this girl and this is how I feel. I want her to have bamboo earrings, at least two pairs. Like, I mean, I just think that the influence is not only great, but it's exposure to a culture that had to be cultivated as it grew, because we weren't in Africa. We were African Americans without so much here. We had to build it on our own.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that with us, Minister Stephanie. That is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the river. Let's see if we can get, we're not going to get as deep as we were going to get, but call in the 424-394 area code. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
Call
yes,
in the 424.
Clarence, from another line here. This system,
thank you,
you know, like you said, we use these phones, but we don't own them. We don't have control over them. So my phone is malfunctioning.
Right.
I got attorneys going to Metro, PCS, or whatever their name, Metro. We're going to take them to the Superior Court and sue them right now.
Okay, I'm with you on that. Now, also, my cousin Yvonne. My cousin Yvonne said Kool Moe Dee. I don't know if you guys remember Kool Moe Dee, but we can name – I was going to go – we're probably going to do this more next week because we have a very serious topic coming up, and our very serious topic, which is our second topic, is President Joe Biden passed a $1.7 trillion social spending bill, and we need to talk about that. So we're going to talk about that, the President Joe Biden passing a $1.7 trillion social spending bill. We're going to see how that affects the people of America. That's really important. We need to talk about the real things. Now, hip-hop is a real thing. And I think I heard my young cousin say that hip-hop has been dead. But no, hip-hop is alive. What bothers me, what's up, cousin? How are you? What bothers me about hip-hop is people killing hip-hop rappers. I mean, rappers are dying every single week. I mean, The young Beatles, the Black Beatles, I don't know about you, but I love that rapper called Takeoff. His name was Takeoff. He was only 20-some years old, and they just came out with a new album. He went to a party, and this is why, listen to me carefully. There was one rapper who came down here to L.A., and all he wanted to do was go to Roscoe's Fried Chicken. Him and his girl went to Roscoe's Fried Chicken, and You're right, cousin. It was set up for death. He went to Roscoe's Fried Chicken. His girl tweeted out to whatever on social media where they were and that they were happy to be eating fried chicken. 5 minutes later, these guys come up in there and rob him for his gold chains and shoot him to death in front of his girl. I can't even name all the rappers that have been murdered. And this is a civil rights violation. I don't know if the government is doing it or who's doing it. But remember, there was a tech, EMPD, EPMD. I remember them. That's right. Shout them out. EPMD. That was a good rap group. Now, we got to remember, you know, when you think about T.I., you know, when you think about all the rappers that have come up over the years, I mean, they made the rap game lots of money. Master P brought so much money to the rap game, and then he showed people how to not have to go to these certain producers, and you know who was controlling the music industry then, and they weren't giving rappers what they were supposed to get for making their money. Master P came along and changed the game and changed the face of rap music and brought billions of dollars directly to his music company, his film company, his cereal, his toys that he makes. I mean, now when Snoop changed the game completely in the rap game, so we could talk about rap from the Sugar Hill Gang to DJ Kool Herc to so many rappers, I can't even name them. That's right. And they changed the game and the face of rap music. And also they changed how they could make their own money and take these other companies out who were signing contracts, and they would only be giving them 15 or 20% of the money that they was making instead of them getting 70% of their contract. They were only getting like 15%, and these other people who were signing them on were getting the most of their money. Meanwhile, they're giving them money and, you know, so you put them on their jets and everything, and then they look around and they don't have any money. Well, we have to pay for your rooms. We have to pay for all the parties. You got to do all this. And so you don't have any money. You actually owe us money. So that's how you've seen a lot of rappers go down the way that they did. And one of those rappers that went down, was my boy, what was his name? It'll come to me in just a minute. But he was Curtis Blow. I don't know if you guys remember Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow was a bad rapper, but he got a bad rap deal. And he never did, I mean, he overcame it, but it wasn't like, you know, it was new to the game. So when they had the Sugar Hill Gang and all these other rap groups, and now you look at rappers now, you got rappers everywhere. Cousin Yvonne on Facebook Live said, it is mandatory today for contractors to get a death policy on their artists. Exactly. A death policy on the artist set up for death, the producer gets double paid. Now, let's take Suge Knight. Suge Knight was one of the, I mean, I know he was, you know, considered ruthless because his label was called Death Row Records. And his, I don't know if you ever saw the Death Row Records chain that he wore that all of his people had signed on wore, including Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Tupac, and a host of other rappers. Two of the most memorable rappers, Biggie Smalls and Tupac, and I wish they were alive today because imagine what their music would be like today. I mean, those two guys changed the face of rap too. They made history in the rap game. It was so sad to see what happened to Tupac and Biggie Smalls. I'm just looking at the history of rap, hip-hop rap, and what the genre of music did. And, you know, Curtis Blow, you know, he was around for a long time. Death Row now owned by Snoop Dogg. I heard about that. Snoop Dogg now owns Death Row Records. But I really believe that that his son, What's up, Brother Eddie Gibbs? How are you, man? Hey, right on. Now, we got to remember, Death Row Records and Suge Knight made a lot of money. Suge Knight made a lot of money. What's up, Jacqueline Mills? How are you? We're talking about the history of hip-hop music and rap music, and next week we're going to elaborate more on blues and jazz. But today we're touching on the civil rights movement of hip-hop music because hip-hop changed the face of the civil rights fight. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember, now James Brown wasn't a rapper, but he did a song called Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. And to me, it was kind of like a rap song, but it was like an anthem for black people during the civil rights movement. Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. And that song resonated. Now, this was back in the 70s. But let me tell you, rap today, the game has changed completely. Like it was said a while ago, a lot of the rappers that are coming out now, they have to sign a death policy if they get killed. And guess where all that, don't forget about Public Enemy. That's right, Public Enemy. I used to love the guy with the big old watch around his neck. I used to love that guy. He looked funny, but he could rap. And they did a lot of great songs, like Fight the Power. We got to fight the powers that be. I don't know if you guys remember that rap song by Public Enemy. And what's up, Tiffany, my sister Tiffany? What's going on? Send this out to 10 people. It's good to see so many people coming in with us today. Flavor Flav, that's his name. Matter of fact, Flavor Flav took his rap game and got him a reality show. And a lot of rappers do have reality shows. So rappers aren't just making money rapping these days. They're acting. Like, let's take LL Cool J. LL Cool J did a rap song called I Need Love. And Mama Said Knock You Out. And there's so many different rap songs that they came out of that era back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And don't forget N.W.A. N.W.A. was one of the hottest rap groups. Hey, oh, you friends with them? Cool. N.W.A. was one of the hottest rap groups to touch a stage. And when you think of who all was a part of N.W.A., Ice Cube, all of those rappers, Eazy-E, let's not forget Eazy-E, who was a prolific, profound, smart, intelligent rapper and producer who helped change the game of the rap game too. And so when we think about this, we got to remember it is the history. Oh yeah, ladies first. That's right. We don't want to leave out the female hip hop rappers. Special Ed, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre. But I want my people on Facebook Live right now, name me some female rappers that came and changed the game. Female rap groups like Salt and Pepper, who changed the game in the rap game. And any other, Ice-T, that's right. That is the homie, Eddie. Yeah, that's right. And the rap, Salt and Pepper, that's right. Salt and Pepper. We changed Roxanne Shanté. Roxanne. We could just go on and on. Lil' Kim, that's right. Lil' Kim, who was inspired by Biggie Smalls, and we would have never knew about Lil' Kim if it wouldn't have been for Biggie Smalls, who brought her into the rap game, and so many female rappers who helped change the rap game too. Mary J. Blige, she started off rapping, and Curtis Blow, that's right. And and what's up, my Brittany, my niece, hey, how are you? Queen Latifah, ladies first. That's right. Queen Latifah, that's right. So we got to remember all, you know, that's right. Lil' Kim. I want to shout out Lil' Kim because X-Clan, that's right. And don't forget about Bone Thugs and Harmony. They were hot on the chart for a long time. That's right. But we have to remember that Queen Latifah took her rap game and she went from rapping to acting and singing, and she changed her whole game. So what I'm saying to you is we brought the hip-hop rap to America. America refused hip-hop rap, only to accept it now, because if you drive down the street right now and you look over in the car with a white person in there, they're playing rap. You look over there, MC Light. Don't forget MC Light. She has the magic voice. MC Light, that's right. You look over in the car, Asians, Latinos, they all playing hip-hop rap. Everybody, they hated rap at first. They Ice-T, we better not ever forget Ice-T. We better not ever forget Ice-T. Y'all saying it up. Moni Love, don't forget Moni Love.
Hey, Pastor Eddie.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Brother Clarence?
Yes, Pastor Eddie, if I can interject a little bit. You know, when we first received this whole new genre of rap music, it was inspirational. It was motivational. It talked about what was happening to us. It was more into a civil rights type of thing. It was party-like on a positive message. We had so many good things with our rap.
Yes.
In 1991, there was a secret meeting with the music executives where they had to sign a disclaimer where in this meeting, anything that they seen or heard could not be taken out of that room. And in that meeting, they talked about the direction on the way they wanted rap to go. And this is where the gang violence come in. This is where the sexism come in. This is where the drugs and the drinking came into our music. And so now today we look at where you mentioned earlier, our music has become infected and infected with many of the ignorance. As you said, America wants our music to go the direction that they want us to take. And, you know, music and even television is programming. It's educational, directional. It can influence people to think and live a way where, you know, normally if we didn't hear
Brother Clarence,
see some of this. Yes.
Hey, Brother Clarence, hold that thought 1 second.
Yes.
And I want to shout out my wife, but my wife said J.J. Fad and Foxy Brown. We can't forget about J.J. Fad and Foxy Brown. And I want to share this with you, too. Eminem came in and changed the game in rap. Let's not forget Warren G had a song called Regulate in the G-Funk area. Let's not forget Warren G. Let's not forget, I could go on. There's a lot of rappers that changed the game. What was the two little brothers, Hip Hop Will Make You Jump. They did the song called Jump. It was a rap song called Jump. Kendrick Lamar. Now, let's not forget Kendrick Lamar. He changed the rap game.
Yeah, that was Crisscross.
He didn't play that.
Crisscross, that's right. Crisscross, that's right.
Another back reaction.
Let's not forget about Biz Markie. He changed the rap game. Amen. Wait, hold on. Oh, we can't forget about Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo was in the rap game tight, and that was a personal friend of mine, Yo-Yo. I knew her very well. Yes, Yo-Yo changed the game. Let's see. Now, don't forget about the Beastie Boys. The Beastie Boys, they came in and did their little song, too, and got paid. Yvonne said, today is trying to make us feel bad because we can't afford what we allowed them to afford. I agree with you. And you know, don't forget about Lil Wayne, y'all. Lil Wayne, I don't care what they say about Lil Wayne. He came in and made gazillions off the rap game. Gazillions. And Birdman, don't forget, Birdman was a producer, but he was a rapper first. And Birdman signed all these people to his record company, and he just blew it up. Carrie Brown, Queen Carrie Brown said, we partied, had the best time with some of the more positive rap and hip-hop music. Run DMC, Set the Tone, Dr. Dre, and so many others. I got to agree with you. In the beginning of the rap game, when music was clean, don't forget about Run DMC. Don't forget about Crisscross. Don't forget, okay, Eddie, I got you, Eddie Gibbs. And that's right, Crisscross. Don't forget about the Wu-Tang. The Wu-Tangs, they were hot. The Wu-Tang, I mean, come on, everybody had them in their car. Come on now. Come on. Master P. That's right. That's my boy, Sparky D. Sparky D. And don't forget about Rakim. That's right, Carrie Brown, Rakim. And the Sugar Hill Gang. I said a hit, hop. A hip, you don't stop. And I don't want to sing too much because Facebook, Eric B., Rakim, Eric B., 50 Cent. You know, it's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. I remember 50 Cent. I remember when 50 Cent first came out. Nobody believed in him. And we cannot leave out Kanye West. Kanye West changed the rap game completely. Matter of fact, Kanye, I don't care what they say. Yes, sir. Special E. That's right, Special E. Hey, but you guys got to remember, what's his name? They hung him upside down from the window. He was a rapper. And he made him sign the contract with Death Row Records. Vanilla Ice. Ice, baby. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Vanilla Ice. Yeah, yeah. Now, name me some more old school rappers that came and changed the game for the new school rappers, because Ghostface, that's right. Hey, now you're talking. For those who, J. Cole, that's right. That's just, now you're talking. MC Hammer. Oh, who could forget MC Hammer? MC Hammer built a multi-million dollar business off of rap. Biggie Smalls. We ain't going to never forget Biggie Smalls. We'll never forget Biggie.
And Pastor Jones, you also include Afrika Bambaataa, right? And Drake.
Tupac. Yes, that's right. Wait,
Tribe
say that again,
Quest.
Professor. A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes, so
Heavy
Afrika
D. Don't Heavy D.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Fat Boys, Heavy D, Red Man. And, what was the rap group that says, I was on another watching my own, not the telephone. And I'm everyday people.
Arrested Development.
Yeah. I am everyday people. Ice Cube, my boy Ice Cube, today is a good day. Today was a good day Jadakiss, yes, Tribe. Big Daddy Kane, name me a song by Big Daddy Kane. Now, this was when rap was cool.
I work.
You go out and have a good time. Anybody know a song by Big Daddy Kane?
Yeah, I work.
I work. That's right. I work.
Yeah.
And what about this is how we do it? That is how we do it. Montel Jordan. That's right.
Jordan. Mm-hmm. And don't forget the Wu-Tang Clan.
That's right. We love the Wu-Tang Clan. Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big whatever. Sir Mix-a-Lot. You guys remember Sir Mix-a-Lot? Mac Miller. Don't forget about Mac 10, too. Mac 10.
Oh, Digital Underground.
Digital Underground. Doing it, baby.
Humpty Dance.
Do the Humpty Hump.
The Humpty Hump. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, Public Enemy, because the reason why I love Public Enemy, because they made civil rights songs like Fight the Power. We got to fight the power that be. And they were telling the truth way back then, and a lot of people didn't understand that Public Enemy was one of the hottest groups on wax. JC. Oh, man. I could go on and on and on and on.
But you can say Eric B. and Rakim.
Oh, I thought we did. We didn't say Eric B. Eric B. and Rakim, they were, like, busting records out left and right. EPMD. That's right. Matter of fact, I don't care what they say. Curtis Blow was a good rapper. Curtis Blow was a good rapper. Somebody said that Curtis Blow got on drugs. Who cares? That boy did something with rap that nobody never did. And I don't care what they say. Me and my wife, we were doing the Sugar Hill Gang. We did the whole song. Who's that?
Also, don't forget Houdini.
Hold on. We can't forget Ludacris. We can't forget Ludacris. And Ludacris and what's his name? They were doing songs together like, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. This is for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. Outcast, that's right, Outcast. No half-stepping heat wave. Oh, yeah, that's right. So we could go on and on with this hip-hop game. Slick Rick the Ruler. Don't forget about Slick Rick the Ruler. What was that song by Slick Rick? Everybody loved that song.
And Biz Markie.
And Biz Markie. Something about I got a spanky shotgun. Huh? Houdini. Houdini. Oh, that's right. Houdini. That's right. Don't forget about Houdini. Travis Scott. That's right. Yeah. And we did. We love Kumo D. The Wild, Wild West. You guys remember that song? I'm just saying, we can go on. Dana Dane. That's right. Brother Will, you are on point, man. They forgot about Dana Dane. The Children's Story. That's right. That's by... Oh, Big Pond. Don't forget about Big Pond. Y'all can't, come on, we can't forget about Big Pond. Now look,
De La Soul.
De La Soul. We're going to come back next week with part two of hip hop and rap, and we're going to bring it up to today, to today's rappers. And we're going to talk about today's rappers. And don't, oh my gosh, we can't leave out Too Short. We cannot leave out Slick Rick the Ruler. We can't leave out Too Short, because Too Short, and what was his name? He did a song, Sugar, I forgot. But Too Short, we can't leave him out. Come on, man. The Fat Boys, that's right. Y'all didn't forget the Fat Boys, did you? No, no. But guess who else was rapping way back in the day? It was a show come on that came on called That's My Mama. I don't know if y'all remember that show. And there was a heavyset guy on there called Rerun. Rerun was a rapper. Did y'all know that?
Yeah, that's
Rerun. Say that again.
Oh, his name's Fred Berry.
Fred Berry, Rerun. He was rapping then. I don't have anything nice to say about today's rappers. Somebody's KRS-One. Okay, name me a song by KRS-One. Y'all don't know nothing about no KRS-One. Come on now. And don't forget about Flashlight, the Funkadelic, P-Funk. Don't forget about P-Funk, Grandmaster Flash, and the Furious Five. Do y'all remember them? The Revolution. KRS-One, exactly. That's right. I can see you. No, that's okay. Come on back. No, we're having so much fun on the show today. And, you know, Nick, yes, Rerun. I just met Ernest. That's right. A lot of people didn't know that Rerun was a rapper. Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper. Don't forget about them. I'll Take Your Man. That was a song by Salt and Pepper. And I'm Number One. That's right. And the Funkadelics. And, you know, I used to love a song, Arrested Development. That was one of my favorite groups. Arrested Development, man, Eddie, you on point, bro. That was one of my favorite groups. And you know what? I want to say this. Next week, we're going to come up to date and talk about today's rappers. What's the difference between today's rappers and yesterday's rappers? Because back in the day, you could do a rap and go home and everything was cool. You could battle on the stage and everything was cool. The reason why C. Murder was in prison, because they had a rap battle and the kid, the 16-year-old kid came off the stage and they beat the kid up and they shot him. And then they blamed C. Murder for what happened. So what I want to see stop is I want to stop seeing MC Light. I want to stop seeing the rappers killing each other. That, I mean, come on. Every week I'm looking at a new rapper that got killed. One promoted life to other death. Exactly. Exactly. So you're so right. That's the point that we're going to make next week. The rappers from back in the day promoted life and money, and the rappers today promote death. This is a true statement. I can't even get no deeper than that. That hit the nail on the head. Charlotte Carpenter, read my comment, please. Where's your comment at? I want to read it, Charlotte. All the way from Mississippi. Okay, let me tell y'all. We got people on from Mississippi, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Texas, Virginia, Arizona, all over the United States right now. And this is a wonderful, wonderful thing that when we all get together. What kind of power do we have? So much power that we don't even know how much power we have as a people. How much power do we have? Enough power to change the world. Let me tell you, I normally say this at the end of the show, but I'm going to say it at the beginning of the show. The only limit in life is the one we put on ourselves, so we should let there be no limits. The best is yet to come, and we should never let nothing and nobody steal our joy. When we unite as a people, we have power. Hey, what's up, Minister Melowitz? How are you? How are you, prolific Minister Melowitz? It's so good to see you from Connecticut. But while you're on from Connecticut, what is the weather in Connecticut right now? What is the weather in Connecticut right now? I see you, cousin. I see those that fist up in the air, because we as a people can control the whole United States of America if we just stop killing each other and come together, stop hating on each other. The Willie Lynch law has taught us to treat each other bad, light against dark, green eyes against the brown eyes, you know. So we got to wake up from the separation, the degradation. We got to wake up from the buffoonery. We got to wake up because we are sleeping giants. We are enormous, gigantic people, and we have the power to make change. I want to go. I'm going to get Brother Clarence back in. Let's see if he's still here. Okay, now we're going to change reels, y'all. It's 27 degrees in Louisiana. Oh, my God. That is freezing in Slidell, Louisiana. Wow. I'm going to read your message. Send it to me again. It's also a gender war. Yes, it is a gender war. Thank you for bringing that up. I thought nobody was going to bring up a gender war. I thought nobody was going to face the elephant in the room. There is a gender war. Yes. And guess who promoted it? The Willie Lynch law. Years ago, when they put the woman in charge of the man. They put the woman in charge of the men, and they gave her the job, and they told her, if you want to see your kids grow up, you better teach your son not to run away from this plantation. And if they wanted to get at you real bad, they would bring all the mothers out at 3 o'clock in the morning, wake them up out their sleep, and take a slave that ran away. And they would chain him to his left and right foot and get two horses facing different directions, fire the shotgun off, and split that person in half in front of those mothers, and they told the mothers, you are in charge of your male, the husbands, the boys, and everybody else. And to this day, this gender war is getting deeper and bigger and enormous and gigantically out of control. But it's a premeditated conspiracy, because guess what? And I'm going to keep it real as a pastor. You might not like me after this, but it's okay. I'm going to still love on you anyway. A woman can never be a man, and a man can never be a woman. I don't care. That's simplicity. I'm breaking it down into layman terms. A woman can never be a man, and a man can never be a woman. You got scientists trying to make men have a baby now. It ain't going to happen unless they do a, I don't even want to think about it, okay? It's not going to happen. I'll just leave that right there, okay? Okay, I'm gonna read your, all of your stuff for you, Charlotte. Don't worry, I'm gonna read it. We need to switch reels for a second. I got a caller in the 909-653 area. Wait, caller in the, hold on, caller in the, boy, they just popped up. Okay, caller in the 909-653 area code. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine. I want to go back just a bit. You were speaking about the weather conditions, and I just wanted to let all your listeners know, before they take out onto the road to drive, to ensure that they have all the safety equipment they need, including, you know, warm clothing, warm shoes, water, you know, and blankets and things of that nature, because some people take out onto the road to drive, and if their car breaks down and there's no one around, they could freeze to death.
So and snow chains to too, right?
Snow chains.
That's
and correct.
Snow chains
so,
too,
so they
right?
have to be able. That's correct. So they have to be able to sustain and take care of themselves until help gets there.
Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is DJ calling from San Bernardino.
Hello, that's your brother.
Oh my, this is my brother. What's up, bro? Thanks a lot, man, for calling in today.
Listen, so, you know, when you take out onto the road, you need a first aid kit. You need food and water. You need warm blankets. You need everything that can sustain you in case you get, you know, stalled out on the road and no one's able to help you or they're not around. So you want to make sure that you can sustain life until somebody gets there.
That is so true. And don't let's not forget flares, because flares are important, right, bro? Because when somebody is driving behind you and they're on black ice, that's how they had that 50-car pileup, because if they would have had flares, then they would have saw the flares going, and they might have tried to stop before they got there. So,
you know, you get into a blizzard or you get into a sandstorm or a blizzard and you have to stop, make sure you pull all the way over to the right, the furthest to the right that you can get out of the flow of traffic, because people can't see you.
That is so true. That is so very true. Man, I can't thank you enough for calling. Caller in the 503. Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. Caller in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh. Is this Linda Goldie, our poet?
Yes, it's me.
Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, hold that thought, Linda Goldie. Don't go anywhere. We are so happy to have you with us. We're going to switch reels right now, y'all. Don't go anywhere, because this next topic we're going to spend a little time on, but we're going to revisit it next week. Okay. Oh, by the way, I got to read a couple of things that just came to me on Facebook Live. Carrie Brown, Queen Carrie Brown said, tell the truth, Pastor. Now, she said, tell the truth when I said, a man can never be a woman, and a woman can never be a man. Now, some people get upset about that, and I'm not messing with the LGBTQABCDEFG community. I'm not trying to point the finger at nobody. I'm just being honest as a pastor and truthful as a pastor. I don't care how hard you try. If you're a woman, you still got to have a monthly thing going on. I'm not trying to go there. I'm just saying, God made you a woman. Okay, now let me read this to you real quick. Men are to be men. Women are to be women. We must preach and tell the truth. A liar has never helped any of us. That came from Minister Queen Carrie Brown from Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where that came from. Okay. All right, let me go. Robinson Timberlake, she was said, a man will never have a baby from his body, and a woman will never make a baby without the man, the right way or the highway. The right way or the turkey way. Oh, my gosh, we know the turkey way. It's not going to happen, okay? So I'm just, thank you, guys. I'm glad I'm not the only one who is recognizing this, because now they got surgeries where you can do things to people and make them think that they are a man or a woman, but the moment they open their mouth or you see that Adam's apple or you look at them hands, you know who's who and what is what. And you can put on the flattest shirt in the world, and you know who's who and what is what. I'm going to leave it at that. We just had a big multi-million-dollar lawsuit filed, and the lady that was trying to be a man lost because she wanted to be on the male swim team. No, wait, it was the other way around. It was a male who had changed himself into a woman, a transgender, who wanted to be on the United States swim team, the women's swim team. And they said no, because he still has the lungs of a man, the muscles of a man, and so he would be cheating. So I'm just leave that right there, okay, because this could get deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, swifter than the river. That's another show. That's a whole nother show. So we're not going to go there. We're going to talk about something that's extremely, very important. Pay attention. This is a lesson that you need to learn. If you never read these bills that the president be signing, you need to get educated on it right now. But before we go into the bill, I just want to find out if we still have Stephanetta Beamley. Are you still with us? Minister Stephanetta, are you there?
I'm here.
Minister Stephanetta, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Hold that. Hello?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Doing fine. So I want to ask you a question. Joe Biden just passed this $1.7 trillion social spending bill. What do you think about that bill? Have you read anything about it? I'm just going to ask you, just off your head, do you think that bill is going to help the people of the United States of America?
You know, I wish I had more insight as to what the bill consists of. I have very limited exposure to it to comment.
Okay, all right, but thank you. I just wanted to get you back on the groove, and Keith, make sure you're still with us. Don't go anywhere. We need you, okay?
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm just hanging out on mute.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, the bill is ready, and so we're going to go into the bill in just a minute. I want to tell you a couple of my favorite parts of this bill. The bill includes a $30.3 billion for tenant-based rental assistance. We need that. Okay, so $30.3 billion is for tenant-based rental because after COVID-19, they done messed the rent all the way up, all the way up, okay? Some people are still waiting on their rental assistance to come through, and meanwhile, they're getting kicked out their home. And they said that from COVID-19, nobody would be kicked out of their home, and they just lied, so they had to make it up. And that's part of the new bill. $30.3 billion will go to tenant-based rental assistance. I even need that. We all need that because that's what they owe us because during the pandemic, we couldn't go get our money like that. And if we don't be careful, we'll be dependent on the government to pay our bills every month. That's what they're working on. That's why hundreds of thousands of millions of people are being laid off right now. You don't even know. I'm trying to put you up on game right now. They're laying people off to put them on whatever they put them on, the government money. And once you get on that government money, and I'm not talking about the county, I'm talking about a government check where you get like $3,000 or $4,000 a month, a stipend to take care of your family and yourself. And once they get you under that, they have you under control. I'm not going to go there right now. Let's go to our professor on the show. Professor Reams, he's going to talk nice and loud so you can hear him. You don't want to miss this. This is about that $1.7 trillion bill that's about to affect each and every one of us. Don't think they're playing in 2023 because they're not. This is the real deal, Holyfield. And if it ain't real in your life yet, it's about to get real right now on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. So without further ado, Professor Reams, a real professor, take the floor, tell us about the $1.7 trillion social spending bill and what's going to happen. Break it on down.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me
loud
and clear? All
right. Loud and clear, yes.
Now, what's going on here was that this is called the omnibus bill, which means it's a combination of two or more bills that are pulled together in a single bill. The problem that went on was that we tried to do the Build Back Better, so neighbors are having their dogs, so please do forgive that, and that many times the Republicans weren't able to, they were able to block us from doing whatever we needed to do. So when this bill was created, it was a bipartisan bill that would allow for full funding of the United States for the full year. Because when we went through and we were able to at least take back the Senate, the House under Kevin McCarthy was going to use the annual budget, which makes sure that the government is running, to leverage and take away all the things that we progressed through the prior year. This going on as is, it was important that the Biden administration in this lame duck session, that means, you know, there's nothing that's going to go on because the fact that you've got a new group coming in to take over the Congress, the House. So it's considered lame duck. Move out as many bills as possible and combine them into this one bill of $1.7 trillion. So it started in the Senate, and then it went back to the House. And then he said, I will sign it because it has all the things that I need. Now, what happened is first that's in the bill is $45 billion that goes to the Ukraine. And then that will replenish the stocks. That will also make sure that they're able to defend themselves because of what's going on in Russia. So those long-range missiles will be available. But the next thing that comes is they put in an additional $38 billion of emergency disaster assistance. So with the coal spill that we've just been talking about, now they have more money to send to help those states and or people who need it. So this includes both tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. And then we have the overhaul of the electoral vote counting law. And this means that number 45 was using that law to say that the vice president could certify or not certify the election. However, because we have this new law in there, that's been taken away and it's been overhauled to where that will never be used as a way of overtaking, overthrowing the government. We also have the funding for the January 6th attack so that we have more FBI and we have more Capitol Police that will help in case there's another insurrection. Now, the next thing that we do have is the retirement savings enhancement. Now, this bill contains new retirement rules that makes it easier for Americans to accumulate retirement savings. And among other things, the provision will allow penalty-free withdrawals for some emergency expenses to let employers offer matching retirement funds, which they couldn't do before. The biggest thing is they've also taken out access to TikTok and banned that from federal devices, so you won't have to worry about users or folks in the government on TikTok. They've added in protection for pregnant workers as well because they were not being accommodated properly. And so now this was a good way to give them monies and make things well. Now, the biggest thing that's happened is the change in the Medicaid and other health care programs because it's now allowed for billions of dollars to be put in light of the COVID fund. And the spending states will be able to start evaluating Medicare enrollments, eligibility, and terminating their coverage of April 1st. But then it's redeemable because they have so much money that they can bring in more people in the rolls. The other thing is that also under
provision. Professor Ames,
yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just saw something on the bill that really bothered me, and I'd like for you to touch on it. I want you to touch on the Emmett Till Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Reauthorization Act of 2016. They only gave $15 million. Is provided as authorized, including $5 million with the Civil Rights Division. Now, they only gave the Civil Rights Division $15 million, and they gave to other things 30-point-something billion. Could you please just touch on that real quick, please? Please.
Yes, the amount of money, and it's very, very much surprising because once again, there was heavy fighting with the other side. The Democrats were willing to bring that to 15 to even 30 or 40 billion dollars, millions of dollars up to that. And the Republicans stonewalled, which would not allow it to get its full votes and it would die in the Senate. So as the compromise, it came into 15 to the 15 number that you mentioned, where at least you have the money coming in. Hopefully the Senate can look at this again and go through some sort of reconciliation to move more monies, or Joe Biden can find a way of putting more money in there. But it was a fierce battle just to get them going because, once again, this is the bill that was going to address all of the insurrection that was going on in the past that led to the problems of Emmett Till in the first place.
Right.
And so here is the major problem. You still have states that do not want to acknowledge or even provide funding for anything that reminds them of the shame that they had for Emmett Till. So therefore,
wow,
just like they had in Georgia, so this is why I keep saying we are in a warm civil war at this point, to where everybody has to vote in good representatives so that they don't stonewall on important items. Because they didn't do anything about the some of the other COVID responses was there, along with child care credit, which would have helped other family members because of members dissenting. But the unfortunate thing is that we're in a democracy where dissenting voices are going to be saying the wrong thing for their own benefits, and it just lets you know the type of population that you're dealing with if their representatives are stonewalling like that. So it doesn't surprise me. Now, Pastor Jones, there are some other items.
Professor Ames, I apologize. No, hold that thought. I want you to touch, because we're going to close out, because we're going to come back to part two of this bill on next week. We're going to come back to part two on hip hop and rap today. We're going to come up today with the new rappers out, and we're going to do part two of the $1.7 trillion bill. But one of the things on the bill that really bothers me, is the $58 billion they put into the jail systems in the United States of America. They only put $15 million in the Civil Rights Bill, but they put $58 billion into – can you touch on that? And we're going to close on that because it's 10:30, and we want to get in all of, you know, everybody's segment. But I want you to close out – I'm sorry, I apologize. $8.7 billion went into the prison system to make sure that, the federal jails are still locking up lots of people. That's how they make their money off of locking people up. And I just want to really quick, if you could, just touch on that.
One of the issues that came up with the federal system is many of the jails there are still kind of antiquated and they haven't been updated whatsoever. So there was concerns that people who were in the federal prisons were the facilities had not been well maintained. So they were demanding for more money. However, as you've mentioned, Pastor Jones, this is still part of the institution of the prison industrial complex, which is no different than the military industrial complex, to where they have to keep this funded so that they can keep more constituents coming in and using that product, namely us, to be put in jail for whatever needs to be done. So this was the compromise, and compromises are not good. But it's whatever they could get to get this bill through the process, so at least we have some of the good things that this bill is going to do for everyone.
Now let me share a few. I've got a few comments. Hold that thought 1 second. Yvonne from Texas said the civil rights bill is a slap in the face. And Charlotte from Mississippi said it's great information about the bill. They said it's a low blow, you know, the $15 million for the civil rights bill. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
We need people of those expertise to teach us the logistics, and that's why we're hearing from you now, Professor Reams, about the logistics. Charlotte Carpenter said, like, Mississippi government does not want to accept funding, but we are not accepting that. We are taking back our political positions. And this is what we got to do. This is why it's so important to vote, because these type of bills can help us, but they can hurt us if the money's not going in the right direction. And in closing, you know, just can you close out with telling people why it's important to vote to keep these kind of bills in favor of the people of the United States and not in favor of the government? Go right ahead, Professor Reams, in closing.
Exactly. We saw this, what happened in Georgia, when there was a coalition of everyone getting together. It kept Herschel Walker from getting in and giving money back to the government, and Raphael Warnock being the senator who has been helpful in getting funding to Georgia. So the thing that you have to do is get involved. I have been pleading with family members overall that, look, if you're going to make change, you need to be involved and go with the local party that's there. Show up, do canvassing, get this going. We have 2 years so that we can bring in good representatives. This means, you know, you don't have to go door to door, but you can get involved in texting. You can get involved with church, and then one of the church leaders can lead coalitions, and you can start building, just like Stacey Abrams did, a coalition of folks that will be very beneficial, that will come out to vote, that will be there, that when you have an election, then you have the numbers to defeat these folks. It's when we do nothing and think our vote doesn't matter that these laws are able to go past and go through because of inaction. And then you turn around and wonder, okay, well, what happened? The question that my kids have given to me, which I can happily say back, is, well, Daddy, what did you do to kind of make the difference? And even if you don't win, it means you can still stay on that and win again, because, again, this is a long haul journey. And you don't get off the line. You stay on the front. You have your battle armor with your Bible and prayer, and you keep fighting. And that's what the civil rights aspect is to keep fighting and keep voting so that eventually we achieve what we need to achieve. Don't get discouraged. Just say this is a learning period. The more people we reach, the next time we will be successful. And that's my point to you, Pastor Jones. I yield back to you.
All right, let's give a big hand for Professor Reams. Let's give him a big hand.
Reams.
Thank you, Professor Reams. Thank you for enlightening us with that information. Now, we're going to do part two of the $1.7 trillion social spending bill next week, along with part two of hip-hop rap. See, we started off with hip-hop rap when it first started in 1973 by DJ Kool Herc. We're going to come up to Kanye West and today's rappers next week, because rap was a part of the civil rights movement. And whether you want to believe it or not, I want to send a shout-out to my cousin, Shamonica Bell, in Texas, Lucky Hair. If you haven't been there before, you need to go there. Google Lucky Hair, Shamonica Bell in Texas, and you're going to see some hairstyles that you've never seen that look so good. You go in there looking real bad, and you come out looking real good. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. Now, on a serious note, what you heard about that bill today, I hope was extremely very educational. I hope that you will analyze and evaluate this $1.7 trillion bill so next week when you come on Facebook Live, you can shoot me some information about what you read about the bill and what you want to see in that bill that's going to help our community. That's right. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. This is a real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on this show. It's real. My cousin Yvonne said, okay, they were going to pay 5 months of her rent, and she's still waiting on rental assistance to come through. So since this bill has been passed for rental assistance for the United States of America, now that money is going to be coming sometime after January. So keep your hat on and keep going for it, because if you don't go, you won't know. Okay, and you got to stand up for somebody, you're going to fall for anything. Carrie Brown said, I agree, no vote, we have no voice. Do these people understand that, one, we must vote to get the resolve? We have to stand up and vote to get the resolve. That's how we get these bills passed. That's how we fight for our justice and equality, not by shooting and killing and getting high and toe up and all that great other stuff. You can't find a good hairdresser. If you can't find a good hairdresser, then call Shamonica Bell. Shamonica, put your number up on there right now. Put your number up on Facebook Live. Okay. And, okay, by the way, let me give you our word of the week. The word of the week, get your pencil and pen out. The word of the week is music. The word of the week is music. Why is that the word of the week? Because music is a language that everybody understands. I don't care where you're from in the world. You could be from Egypt, China, Japan, North Korea, anywhere in Taipei. Everybody knows the universal language, and that's music. That's why that's the word of the week. The most spoken language in the world is music. Okay? Our scripture of the week is Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. Galatians, write it down. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. Write this down, Cousin Angela. This is for you, too, and everybody out there. Cousin Yvonne, everybody online, Gloria, this is for you too. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2 says, this only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Now, listen to it carefully. Write it down, Galatians chapter 3, verse 2, and read it for yourself. This is your scripture for the week. And it reads, this only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. But we know that faith without works is dead, y'all, period. So walk by faith and keep the faith in God, because without God, it don't mean nothing. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's get into our other segment of the show. It's time for some health and wellness. But before we do health and wellness, because we're going to need a little time for that, we're going to go to Stephanetta Bingley. Minister Stephanetta, are you there? Minister Stephanetta, are you there? It's 10:39
a.m. Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay, so what would you like to give people? What would you like? Give me like 30 seconds of something that you would tell the people for the new year, for the new year.
OMG, great question. Listen, the sky is the limit in 2023. If you believe it, you can receive it. Pray fervently, put in the work, because that's important. A lot of people pray but don't want to put in the work. Put in the work necessary to build yourself to be the best you that you could possibly be and see yourself soar in the new year.
Amen. Wow. Minister Stefanetta, thank you so much. People need to be encouraged. People need to be uplifted.
Yes.
People need to know. Yeah, clap your hands on that because, you know, the only limit in life is the one we put on ourselves, so we should let there be no limits. And with that being said, thank you, Minister Stefanetta Bingley. We're so happy to have you back on the show with us. We have missed you tremendously. You have brought another avenue to the show that we need to hear every single week. We need to be uplifted. We need to be motivated. We need to be encouraged. We need to be ready for what's about to come because 2023 is here, and it ain't going backwards. It's going forward. So we need to get ready,
get ready,
because the new cup of coffee being brewed every second. And with that being said, we're going to let Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, take the floor and give us health and wellness. You need to get your pen and paper out. Health and wellness. Vera, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Hello, good morning, Eddie, and good morning to all the co-hosts and listeners. Happy Kwanzaa as well. So today I would like to speak to you about the Daniel fast. And I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, I am Dr. Granny V on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Now, this Daniel fast is usually done anywhere between 10 and 21 days. And from my point of view, I enjoy doing the 21 days. Now, let's speak just a little bit about the Daniel fast. Now, with the Daniel fast, personally, it's a new beginning of life, anew. Sometimes people wait until the new year to begin or to do this. However, you can do it at any time in your life. It's like releasing the old and manifesting greatness and with a special relationship with God. And you're doing this for 21 days. And by reading the book of Daniel, guess what? For 3 weeks straight, that is one of the best things to do. And you can journal during that time as well. So you can begin with Daniel verses 2 through 3. Okay, so when is the best time to begin? Anytime. Okay, so fasting is something that Daniel did quite some time ago. And it helps us in our personal life. And having a relationship with our Heavenly Father or whoever your Most High is, that is one of the best things to do because guess what? You're going to take yourself out the box and the element and begin your life anew with prayer, meditation, journaling, walking, or whatever you may choose to do to make a difference. You're going to reset your mind, your soul, your body, and especially your spirit. And you will be improving your life by, guess what, reading. Because if you don't take the time to read, how will you have more time to learn something different? Now, if you're going to fast, we're going to speak a little bit about that because I have a little extra time today I was given. So if you're going to fast and you're going to change something different, of course, check with your doctor. But right now, we're speaking about the reason we do this. And it's to give us determination and to give us faith. And guess what? It's not even being selfish to yourself. You're being kind to yourself. Finally, you're thinking about you. But one thing that we must do is be refocused, persistent, and we're going to wake up our body with a new spirit because guess what? The moment we know that we're breathing and we're awake, guess what? We're going to turn it over to God. We're not going to jump up and go have coffee, brush our teeth, or whatever else. God first. Okay, so that's changing our mindset. And you have to put yourself as if you are in the wilderness to soar above the clouds. Guess what? We must move to have faith. And that's Daniel 1:12. So guess what? Let's get an understanding of some of the questions that may be asked. Okay, why am I doing this? What is my purpose? That's for you to ask yourself. So it's not about weight loss. It's a personal journey, a spiritual connection with God and self. Now, you may ask others, hey, get, you know, your spouse, your friends or family to join in with you in purging, releasing, and creating new boundaries within your life. Because guess what? Sometimes we have to step away from things or people. So the breath of life is connecting with God, and the spiritual food that you need will give you the new mindset. Now, let me tell you, let's begin in the morning, or perhaps depending on if you work graveyard, in the evening. Now, I'll get into the meat later, but since you will not be eating meat, one of the grand things to do is do your research and check out diatomaceous earth. And if you are a person that ate meat or you eat meat or fish, guess what? It will help clean and get rid of the parasites. Because guess what? If there's meat, there is possibility there's parasites. And you can give yourself a gentle cleansing by having some scented tea, or you can have the leaves itself, or you can just drink peppermint tea. And you can also have licorice or lemon with plenty of H2O, because what you will be doing is drinking half of your body weight. And guess what? We have to be more consistent, because every organ in our body cannot move if we don't move, and it can't move if we don't give it water. So take in more water during that time. And some people wait until Ramadan or the Lent season to begin a Daniel fast or their own fasting. And guess what? You may feel a little tired, exhausted, dehydrated, anger, or you may have withdrawal symptoms because you're like, I smell a steak. You know, I smelled that fish over there. I want it. But no, you're going to go outside and take a walk in nature. You're going to get on and ride your bicycle, jump some rope, just move. Or guess what? Get down on your knees and you're going to pray. Take your book out and your pen and journal. Because guess what we're doing? We're doing more natural foods. And the natural foods are environmentally friendly, non-toxic. And you're making a detour in life. Now, guess what? During this time, we are not going to have any animal products. No sugar, no white flour, no white rice, no processed foods whatsoever, and no meat and fish. Mm-hmm. We're going to go back to eating. Can you do that for yourself for 21 days? Not 10. I'm asking 21. And, yes, you will go with withdrawals. However, you're still going to be eating. And so you can choose your own time, whether it's 6 to 6, you know, it's like you can choose your time. You can plan your own schedule and season the items that you will be having with different oils and spice, and they can be either fresh or frozen. So remember, you can use the oils like olive, avocado, grapeseed, and coconut. And what we want to do every single day, journal. Write it down, what you ate, the time, how much water you're intaking, and what you're not. If you have medication, make sure that you check with your doctor, as mentioned earlier. Now, if you're a vegan or vegetarian, the food is not going to be a bad choice for you because you're not eating some of the things that others may eat. But perhaps you may need to fast from social media, fast from cursing, fast from alcohol, or better yet, fast from TV. So what can we eat? Hey, now I love some broccoli, avocado most of the time. Have some snacks, you know, get the celery sticks out, have some hummus, and guess what? You're going to be eating the majority of dark leafy greens. So guess what? Your body is going to go through a whole new detox because I told you earlier about the scented tea and the diatomaceous earth. But what I like to do myself, hey, whether I choose a red day, a purple day, an orange day, guess what? A black day, which is the black beans, and I make different things with that. Okay, orange, you may have extra carrots or yams. And then for the red, perhaps some radish, tomato, you can put that in there. Purple, have you guys had the purple yams? Or you may have the purple grapes. Or whatever other color, it may be yellow. Eat that. And you can have whole grain quinoa or whole grain wild rice or brown rice. So in closing, if you need and desire something sweet, guess what you can do? You can add perhaps cinnamon to your oats, cloves, or if you want to have almond milk, yes, you can do that. So you can have legumes, nuts, seeds, and remember, you can have any type of spice you desire because guess what? That's natural as well. So I am going to begin my Daniel fast on January 3rd, and that will be for 21 days. So invest in yourself a great pair of running shoes. I didn't say walking shoes. I have been a runner for most of my life, running 5K, 10Ks, and marathons. So invest in a pair of running shoes and get out there and walk. And if you fall down, brush yourself off and get right back on up. And what we eat is what is going to give us that spiritual wholeness. And guess what? It's going to be cleansing and strengthening us. So we eat to live, not live to eat. Happy New Year to you all. And make sure that you get that pen out, the paper, and we take on a new mindset for the new year of 2023. That is my extended version today of health and wellness. And thank you, Eddie, for the opportunity to share with my co-host and all the listeners on a new way for the new year of 2023. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Vera. Thank you very much. Now, without further ado, because it's 10:51 a.m. and we probably will go 5 minutes over to 11:05, without further ado, we're going to bring in Linda Goldie with a poem. Linda Goldie, come on, bring your poetry with Poetry in Motion. Take the floor.
Okay, I'm going to, that's not what I wanted to read, but the neighbor who is over me likes to talk incessantly and late, creating animosity I hate. I know she needs to live as well as me, but why must she talk incessantly? Whether early, whether late, it's not something I want to hear. God, please deliver me from her and here.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you very much. Melody, that was Poetry in Motion about the neighbor.
That was... The neighbor who lives over me.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Linda Goldie. That was really, wow. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. This time it's time for words of wisdom. Words of wisdom from my daughter, Talana Jones. Thank you for the heart, y'all. Go ahead, Talana. Take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Thanks, Dad. Today's words of wisdom reads, when it comes to family, hang on to the love. The same way we choose to hold on to a grudge is a pain that makes your heart explode. Open your heart. Let it out. And let the truth be seen and let the negativity go. I believe in hitting the reset button. You got to know where you've been to know where you are going. Suppose the easiest thing is to be selfish versus doing the hardest to be selfish. When you are valuable, know your value. And finally, when you turn your worries into worship, God turns your battles into blessings. God bless you.
Amen.
Talana Jones.
Amen, Talana Jones. It's Talana. Talana, good, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It is 10:54 a.m. We are going to go right into, wait a minute, hold on. Before we go to regulate the manual, let's go to Cousin V out there in Florida. Good morning, Cousin V. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. You don't hear
we've
a lot
been
of
waiting
because I'm at work, so.
That's okay. We just want to bring us the sports report. It's 10:54 a.m. Come on with the sports report.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start off with the NBA standings in the Eastern Conference. Right now we have the Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Brooklyn Nets. In Philadelphia 76ers in first through the fifth place. And in the Western Conference, we have Denver Nuggets, New Orleans Pelicans, Memphis Grizzlies, Phoenix Suns, and the L.A. Clippers And then also number six is Sacramento Kings. So those are the top five in the Eastern and the Western Conference.
Right.
And then we have bowl games. Last week we left off the Myrtle Beach, but we had Marshall beat UConn 28-14. And then the Idaho Potato Bowl, Michigan beat San Jose State 41-27. The Roof Claim Bowl, Boca Raton Bowl, with Toledo beat Liberty 21-19. And then the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, Western Kentucky beat South Alabama 44-23. And then the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, Armed Forces beat Baylor 30-15. And then the Independence Bowl, Houston beat Louisiana 23-16. And the Gasparilla Bowl, Wake Forest beat Missouri 27-17. And on Saturday, the Hawaii Bowl, Middle Tennessee State beat San Diego State 25-23. And then tonight it will start more bowl games. It will be a New Mexico versus Bowling Green in the Click Lane Bowl tonight. And then for the NFL standards, I'm going to do the standards and then I do the score. For the American League, we have AFC East's Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins. And then in the AFC North, we have Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens, and Pittsburgh. AFC South, we have Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, and Indianapolis. And, of course, Houston is in fourth. AFC West, we have Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Chargers, Las Vegas Raiders, and then the Broncos, of course, are last. And then in the NFC East, we have Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, and Washington Commanders. And in the NFC North, we have Minnesota Vikings, Detroit, Green Bay, and Chicago. And in the NFC South, we have Tampa Bay, Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta. And then the NFC West, we have San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks, the Rams are in third, and then the Arizona Cardinals are in fourth. Tonight, we will have the game Monday Night Football. It will be the Chargers versus the Colts at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ESPN. Last Thursday night, starting week 16, we came with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They defeated the Jets 19-3. And then we had Saturday Bowl football. We had the Bills beat the Bears 35-13, the Saints over the Browns 17-10, the Chiefs over the Seahawks 24-10, the Giants lost to the Vikings 27-24, the Patriots lost to the Bengals 22-18, and the Panthers beat the Lions 37-23. And then the Ravens beat the Falcons 17-9. And Houston Texans beat the Titans 19-14. And then also the 49ers has been on a roll. They beat the Commanders 37-20. And the Cowboys beat those Eagles this time 40-34. And on yesterday, whoa, Sunday, I got a chance to go see my Miami Dolphins in Miami. Yes, it was freezing cold, but I bundled up. And we, of course, lost to the Green Bay Packers 26-20. The L.A. Rams, man, that was a game. The Rams just drove the Broncos 51-14. And then the Buccaneers beat the Cardinals 19-16. And that's my sports report. And have a blessed week.
All right, for the sports report, thank you so much. All the way from Florida. Thank you. Yes, all right. Without further ado, we're going to go right into Regulate the Manual. We're going over today. Thank you for the hearts and everything. But without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Regulate the Manual.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for having me
and all our co-hosts, co-producers, thank you especially to all of our listeners each and every week, each and every month, each and every segment of the session that Pastor Eddie drives this limousine. We call it a limousine because this show is truly a ride through our life, the lives around us, and the lives that affect us with laws, civil rights, constitutional rights, and the events that's happening. And just to reconnect, I want to dedicate this to Dr. Milana Karenga. Today is the first day of Kwanzaa. It's always the day after Christmas. And Kwanzaa is a spiritual festive and joyous celebration of the oneness and goodness of life, which claims no ties to any religion. The focus of Kwanzaa is centered around the seven principles of Nguzo Saba, particular emphasis on the unity of black families. It is a time for gathering of our families and for the rededication to manifestation, the principles of Kwanzaa as a way of life for black Americans. The first principle of Kwanzaa today is Umoja. Umoja, which expresses unity, the importance of togetherness for the family and the community, which is reflected in the African saying, I am we, or I am because we are. So we have to connect with ourselves, especially us blacks. We all have been educated by a system that was not designed or created by us, but the knowledge that they have gathered came from Africa. So it's all connected. And so we have to connect to our, we have our own historians. We have our own scholars. We have our own storytellers. And we, if we just take a moment and read their knowledge, listen to what they have to say, and compare to what we've been taught already, we can decide what's the truth, what's in between these truths, and what is not. And I believe that's why many of us, in not just the United States of America, but those of African descent throughout and around the world, are malfunctioning in many different ways because they have taken the knowledge and given us their ignorance. And it's not just us, it's their people too. It's everybody who has been tempted and encouraged to take the ignorance, which makes you feel good, which makes you want to acquire things that we may not have accustomed to acquire in an ethical way. So, you know, when it comes to this new year, and for those of you who want to make a resolution, it means to fix something. It means to solve something. Don't just make a New Year's resolution because every day is new. Make a resolution every day we get up. God blesses us with that breath of life, the water, the food, the shelter, the peace, the love, and all the other goodness that comes from God from up above. So I want to thank everybody for this year who listened to this show and those who didn't. May God bless you, bless your families, keep you and your community safe and prosperous throughout this next and coming year. And once again, you have been tuned into the world's greatest ride, the Monday morning ride, this two-hour limousine ride. We're coming to the man. He's moving to the back of the limousine, to the trunk. Once he slams it, I'm talking about Dr. Professor Ring. Once he slams this truck, Professor Eddie has taken this show on the road. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. God bless everybody. Have a marvelous day, marvelous week, and a marvelous new year in 2023.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, what I want to do right now is I want to go straight into the commentary. Hey, what's up? What's up, Taisha? How are you? God bless you, Taisha. Love you. And be safe out there in Detroit, Michigan, and where the weather is nice and cold. But without further ado, we're going to go right into the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Once again, an excellent show, and it's always a reminder as we get close to the end of the year of just things that we have experienced. And as the regulator has mentioned, this is the time that we need to just think about the good things that God has done, and also be educated on the things and the ignorances that are surrounding us. So this show dealt with one of the major positives which has brought us together, and I will say that the good Lord created music for a reason, and it was just to have the opportunities to feel, to sense, to show emotions. And our musical journey, the African and Black American African journey, goes back thousands of years, about 6,000 years or so. And it has been the forefront of all changes. And one thing that Talano reminded us is that God turns your battles into blessings. Well, most times, much of our success in music has been because of racism, because of the Willie Lynch memo, and because of oppression. Because every time that there was something that went wrong, we would sing about it, we would make music about it, and then we would turn that into a level of success. So if you're looking at the way that country was made or jazz was made or even talking with hip-hop, it came from something else which God felt had to be addressed. So reminding us of the days of how music works, music has always been that unifying aspect of life overall, and it continues to be. Now, the one problem that happens is that when the good Lord provides this gift, like I do with my gift, I then allow and just let the gift organically grow and change and whatever it's going to do. So what we do with the gift is our own business. And as usual, there are good things that happened in hip-hop because it brings another layer of entertainment to us. But then there's also the bad things. But we can say that about rock, about country, about jazz, and all, that there are positives and negatives that occur. But it is the idea that we're able to feel, we're able to show joy. And by the listings of all the different rap artists and hip-hop artists, it showed that they had touched us in some way, inspired us in many ways, but also tragically taught us a lesson about how the system is. And in doing so, this is another face of God, who is possibly the ultimate hip-hop artist overall anyway, of sharing how things work on this planet and what we need to do to maintain our connection with him. And the next thing that we got into was the $1 trillion bill, of which this showed how, in a communal way, how voting is very important and how by just doing what we did, we were able to get this $1 trillion bill. Had it been another situation, we would never have seen the money and that there would have been no money whatsoever. So even though we didn't get all of the things that we wanted, we still got something out of it because everyone stayed on the line, they voted, and we were able to push an agenda that will help others and to also avoid the Republicans trying to shut down the government and shut down the country because of their lean towards authoritarianism. So when we look at all this, God be the glory. Thank God for all of his grace and mercy. And Christmas reminds us that the self-sacrifice that he's given, that our ancestors gave, that we will continue to pledge ourselves for the coming year, especially when we get to the new year when the fight is just starting. So with that, it's God delivers me, as Linda Goldie mentioned, but it's also that he supports and gives us his grace and mercy to continue on in the manner that he believes that we can achieve when we all work together. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Go amen. Hallelujah. Let's give it to the commentary. The commentary. Just so many blessings. If you like the show today and you're still on Facebook Live, let's see some hearts if you enjoyed the show today. If you enjoyed the information, the talk about hip-hop, the talk about the bill, the $1.7 trillion bill, hearts should be flying all over the page. And this is what we need to do. Support. That's unity. That's right. And we need unity. okay, first of all, I hope you have a beautiful week. And I won't talk to you guys again until after the new year. So remember what you heard about health and wellness. Remember about the fast. Remember what you heard about hip-hop rap and the history of it. Next week, we're going to talk about part two of hip-hop and rap. And next week, we're going to talk about part two of the $1.7 trillion bill that's supposed to be for the people of the United States of America. I hope you are going to go out and take a look at the bill and get educated on it. And remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And always remember, the best is yet to come. And whatever you do in this life, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I love you guys, and God bless you, and go love on your family, and go love on your friends. What's up, Monica Smith? How are you? God bless you. God bless you. Such a pleasure to see you. It was an honor to see everybody today on Facebook Live. Remember, New Year's Eve, take it easy. They're going to be shooting out there. There's no place like home on New Year's Eve. And if you go to church, go on and get you an early service so you can get off the streets before they start shooting. For people who have pets out there, lock your pets up and don't let them be outside while they're doing all this shooting and everything, because a lot of pets don't like to hear all of that shooting and bullets and all that stuff and fireworks and all that. They just don't like it. So watch over your pets, take care of your family, and take care of yourself. Remember this, self-preservation is the first law of nature. Remember to put God first. And don't forget our scripture of the week was Galatians chapter 2, verse 3. I want to make sure I want to get that right. I don't want you to forget. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. Read it for yourself. And the word of the week was music. God bless you guys. I got to go. And I just want you to have a wonderful week and Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Yesterday is dead and gone. Today is another day. Whatever you didn't get to do yesterday, if God woke you up this morning, you have another chance to get it done today. God bless you. Peace.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.